Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. I am the host and the creator. Welcome back to season 19, episode 17. You see the title. You're not invited. Wonder why? Are you really wondering why you're not invited? Because after a couple of parties and the other kids get invites and your kid doesn't, or something went on over the weekend and you had no clue, you tend to wonder why when you're in the same circle and everybody went, right? And there's a few reasons why your child isn't invited. There's a few reasons why, as a parent, you were not told. There's a few reasons why the family keeps certain things on the low as far as events when it comes to you and your mini family, whether it's you and your kid, or you, your husband, and your kid, or your child's father and your kid, or vice versa. Like, there's a reason why people don't want to deal with your kid or don't want to deal with you as a parent. And in this episode, I'm going to explain several reasons why you're probably not getting invited, or the reason why you were not invited. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast, where I talk about ways we can better parent. Because I know my kids know how to act with other people, and my kids know how to act in public with other people. I know that my kids are not going to misbehave, are not going to run off, are not going to fight. They're not going to take things that aren't theirs. They're not going to be crying to blow out somebody else's candles. They're going to have a good time. They're going to have manners. They're going to be well behaved. You know, I know what's appropriate to dress my child for certain events. Some parents just put their child in anything and be like, oh, such and such want to go to the party. Can you come pick them up? Your child don't have no socks. Your child don't have no undershirt. They got stains on their clothes. Their hair is not combed or cut. I don't feel comfortable taking your child to a party and my child is clean, dressed, comfortable, looks appropriate, and your child does it. And that's an uncomfortable thing to have to tell another parent, that your child is not prepared to be at an event dressed like this. You know? Or children who don't listen, don't follow instruction. Nobody wants to deal with that child at a birthday party. You know? Children that will fight other kids because they didn't win, or they didn't get what they got, or they don't want to share. Nobody wants to deal with that kid. And it's not that the kid is bad. The kid just hasn't been taught certain boundaries, and they're at a party where they have to exercise certain boundaries that they didn't ever have to exercise with their parents. And that's a problem. You can't assume everybody wants to deal with that kid. And so let me get off the kids for a while. Some parents are horrible adults parenting, meaning they have nasty attitudes with other adults. They're rude. They want to drink alcohol at a kid's party. They feel intimidated by other parents who talk to their kids a different way, treat their kids a different way. Have a child who's not rude or disrespectful, so they always feel like everything in conversation is a one-up, or their ego is put in the wrong position in places where it doesn't belong. You shouldn't be looking to fight another parent at a child's party. You shouldn't be looking to get into an argument with the person at the cash register at a child's party. Like, some people just don't know how to check their attitudes. And unfortunately, a lot of those parents don't always have kids that are misbehaved. Some of those parents have great kids. But because some parents know if they invite a child, they got to deal with the parent, they rather not invite the child. So sometimes parents are the reason why their kids are not invited, because nobody wants to deal with the parent. Everybody seen the parent at the last party, how they acted a fool. Everybody heard the things that were said. Everybody felt the secondhand embarrassment. You know, the things that a parent weird at a child's party. Why is your boobs out? Why can all the kids here see some of your booty cheeks? You know, why is your belly button out and we in February and it's a kid's party? You know, why are your nails obnoxiously long and just not appropriate for the situation? And a lot of people don't know how to check themselves. A lot of people dress their children like grown men and women. Why is your child in a mini skirt with no shorts or tights under it and everybody can see their underwear and we're at a trampoline party? So a parent may feel like, oh my God, I gotta go to Old Navy next door and buy this child that's not mine some tights or some shorts to go up under the skirt because it's not appropriate. You have to dress your children in clothing that is easy for someone else to help them with if they need to use the restroom and they can't go to the restroom by themselves. Don't put your child in stockings and socks and overalls when you know you're not going to be at the party all the time. Sometimes I have to go to the event with my kids and stay at a kid's party. And sometimes I would rather not go if I got to stay because of what I have to deal with or what I got on my plate for that day. Sometimes I'll just send a gift. Sometimes I don't even check in for the party or the event because I know what it comes with. Some people have events for kids for birthdays or celebrations and it's complete chaos. And so a lot of times, do your kids want to go to a party? Yeah. But because you know what type of parent you're going to have to deal with, you'd rather not go and deal with the mess, the chaos, the drama. And so a lot of times, yes, those are the reasons why you are not invited. This is the reason why your kids sometimes are not invited. And reality speaking, sometimes those are the reasons why I don't want to go. You know, it's not because I don't want my kids to have fun, but some parents just make the whole experience unwelcoming. And so I say this to say, don't always think someone is being mean or someone is just, you know, trying to exclude your child for no reason. There's always a reason. Okay. And you have to teach your children also, if you are not invited and someone next to you or someone in class was invited to something, don't feel bad, because you shouldn't want to be somewhere where people don't want you, okay? You shouldn't want to beg to be someone's friend. You shouldn't have to beg to be included. And that's it. You're not invited, and these are the reasons why. Psst, hope that you're enjoying the show, but I have some messages. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This podcast has been brought to you by Table Topics. If you would like your own conversation starter cards, you go to tabletopics.com and use my code in all caps, SHANBPODDEN, for 15% off to get your own Table Topics stack delivered to you or a friend or for a gift. Also, if you're thinking about podcasting or you just want to organize your thoughts or do better in marketing or do better in getting questions for your guests,
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Great. I love it. I have some podcast workbooks that you can write in, take with you. They're very lightweight. You can bend them. You can even store them with your laptop. It doesn't matter. On lulu.com. You can find all the links on shambipodden.com. And if you would like to support this podcast even further, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify or CastBox or even Good Pods to let me know what you think about the show. It helps me out a whole bunch. And if you would like to get your merch, because I did do some new merch, check out Cozy Womb Shop with Teespring. That link is also on shambipodden.com. Now back to the show. All right, so we are here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you guys feel great. Hope you're getting through these winter months in a good way. Warm, fed, comfortable, clean, and not sick. And if you are sick, get elderberry and drink plenty of water and exercise to sweat it out. Now, for today's episode, I want to talk about the reason why you're probably not invited. So when it comes to parties and events that involve a lot of children, we have to pick parents who will be on time. We have to pick parents who will be respectful, who treat a child's party like a child's party, people who know not to overstay their welcome, people who know to show up on time, people who understand that if you're invited to a child's party and you don't have to pay to come in, you don't have to pay to enjoy the event, the way that you show your appreciation is through bringing a gift. You know, the way that you show your appreciation is making sure your child knows, hey, I'm taking you to this event and today is not about you. So don't try to blow out their candles. Don't get mad that they have new toys and you don't. Don't snatch anything from anybody. Don't push. Be patient. If you don't win during the games, that's okay. You're just playing. It's just a game. So that's what a good parent would do. What a not so great parent would do is not give their child a pre-talk about the event or the party or the dinner, right? And your child gets in there thinking everything today is about me being at this party, not understanding that you are not the person of priority today. You are invited to celebrate with the person of priority today. And that could be a friend, that could be a cousin, that could be a brother, that can be a, a schoolmate, whoever invited you. Sometimes what kids want to do at a certain age, your child is not at the right age to also participate. So it makes no sense to call you or invite you to that party because your child's going to feel left out. Sometimes you might have a child that needs more attention than another parent can give and doesn't do well with discipline, doesn't do well with boundaries, has, temper tantrums that no one wants to deal with. And that's the thing. A lot of parents deal with their child misbehaving, screaming, throwing tantrums in public, throwing things, running off, talking back, Every parent does not want to deal with that. And when you allow certain things to go on with your child personally, that's your business. But when you think other people should invite your kid, should deal with your kid, should teach your kid just like the other kids, but the other kids have boundaries and yours don't, that's where you have it wrong. A lot of times when your child can't self-check themselves and you don't give your child boundaries, your child will not be invited to events. Your child will not be invited to go on certain field trips. Your child wouldn't be invited to go to pool parties. Your child won't be invited to go to, the trampoline place, because it's a lot more energy that would have to go in handling your child. You know, there's children who open the car door while someone is driving, and that's a normal everyday thing for some parents. With me, that's not a normal thing. I wouldn't want a child that is constantly rolling down the window or trying to open the door or taking off their seatbelt or throwing things while I'm driving. That's a lot. So if you have a child that does that, do not expect you to be able to know that there's a party going on, drop your kid off, and then come back and get your kid, because nobody wants your child there. And by their right, who would want your child there when they have 15 other kids that they have to look after? You know what I'm saying? I can't stand, as a parent, even before I became a parent, people who take their children to the grocery store, to retail stores, to nail shops, and their child is just walking around, touching things, running, playing in racks, pulling on carts, taking things out of people's hands. Like, your child needs to be strapped in a stroller or strapped in a cart if this is how they're going to act. You know, I don't expect a baby to have boundaries, because a baby is still learning, but a toddler, a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, they have to have a certain level of self-awareness, self-discipline, boundaries, manners, enough for you to be dropping them off in my care. You know, if you listen to certain songs around your child and other parents don't, they don't want to deal with the language that your child is going to bring to the party, the attitude that your child is going to bring to the party. If your child is used to eating McDonald's all the time, and at this party is cooked food, they don't want to deal with a child that wants chicken nuggets, fries. Okay, we got chicken. We have rice, we have veggies. I don't want that. I don't want that. I want soda. Well, we don't have soda. We have Capri Suns. We have lemonade. I don't want that. My mom give me this. My dad give me this. Nobody wants to deal with that kid. Okay? So a lot of parents have to be realistic about the child that they're raising. Okay? A child that has sticky fingers, that doesn't know boundaries. You know, the party's downstairs and outside, and your child is upstairs in someone's room going through drawers. Your child is in the bathroom clogging toilets with paper towel and toothpaste and playing with soap when you were just supposed to be up here to wash your hands. Like, everybody knows the personality of their children. Like, I have children where my friends could say, hey, a friend of mine is having a birthday party. I'm going to come on Saturday and pick up the girls so they could go. Cool. And that's a reality of being a parent, or, you know, being parents to kids who meet other kids or have cousins or siblings where it's too much of a headache to add this invitation on. All right. My name is Shan. This is Cozy Moon Podcast, and I wanted to give y'all a real one, a relatable one, and think about it. I hope your kids are not one of those kids that don't get invited because of you. I hope your kids are not one of those kids that don't get invited because of their behavior or their language or how you dress your kids. So just be aware of what personality, what energy, and what appearance you're giving off to people to make people want to exclude you or your child. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.